HDFT be dictating for Dr. Tamam Muhammad, Data Services, January 22, 2013. Patient name is Leela Murphy, L-E-I-L-A-M-U-R-T-H-Y. Date of birth is July 27, 1955.
Anyway, man,
she's just. Primary
care
physician is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Havki
Zeigler. Located at 7633 East Jefferson Suite, 160 Detroit, Michigan, 42144. Phone number 313-924-8070. Period, next paragraph. Cardiology clinic. Note, next paragraph. Reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Murphy with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease status, post left heart catheterization with. 3.02 22 millimeter resolute drug eluting stent in LED performed in August 2012, comma, diabetes mellitus, COPD, DVT, pulmonary embolism, bronchial asthma, glaucoma, and leukemia, period. She came to our clinic as a follow-up, period. On today's visit, she's having chest pain for a few months that are getting progressively worse, especially in the last week. Is made worse with exertion and relieved by rest. Comma, radiates to the left arm. Period. It is associated with shortness of breath, dizziness, or apnea. Period. She also complains of claudication after walking half log, relieved by rest for about more than a year. Period. She denies any pre-syncopal or syncopal episodes or any bilateral limb edema or any palpitations, period. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post-left heart catheterization with 3.02, 22 millimeter resolute drug eluting stent in LED performed in August 2012, period. Next point, diabetes mellitus, next point, COPD, next point, DVT, next point, bronchial pulmonary embolism. Next point, bronchial asthma. Next point, glaucoma. Next point, leukemia. Next paragraph, past surgical history significant for knee surgery. Next point, hip surgery. Next point, ankle surgery. Next point, eye surgery. Next paragraph, social history significant for smoking in the past, but she quit smoking more than a year ago. Period. She does not drink alcohol or use any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph, family history is significant for hypertension, diabetes, mellitus. Next paragraph, allergies. She's allergic to IV dyes. Indocin. Haldol, Toradol, and Duracef. Period. Next paragraph, current medications include Glucophage 1000 mg twice daily. Next point, Flexeril 10 mg thrice daily. Next point, Ativan 1 mg thrice daily. Next point, Tylenol / codeine, PRN, Prozac, 20 mg QD. Next point, Promethazine, 25 mg QHS. Next point, Emdra, 30 mg QD. Next point, Cardizem, 240 mg QD. Next point, Depakote, 500 mg QD. Next point, Zantac, 150 mg twice daily. Next point, Theophylline, 100 mg QD. Next point, Cogentin, 2 mg twice daily. Next point, Benzonatate, 100 mg thrice daily. Next point, Senna, 8.6 mg twice daily. Next point, Zocor, 10 mg QD. Next point, Seroquel, 400 mg twice daily. Next point, Prilosec, 20 mg QD. Next point, Desiro, 150 mg thrice daily. Next point, Prolixin, 5 mg QD. Next point, Aspirin, 325 mg QD. Next point, Prozac, 1 mg QD. Next point, Azop, eye drops thrice daily. Next point, Brimonidine, Tartrate, eye drops thrice daily. Next point, Tenopt, eye drops QD. Next point, Lentis, insulin, 25 international units QD. Next point, Novolog, insulin, 50 international units thrice daily. Next point, Spiriva, eating MCG, inhaler, QD, next point, Plavix, 75 mg QD, Brunexa, 500 mg twice daily, next point, low pressor, 12.5 mg twice daily, next point, lower tab QD. Paragraph. Physical examination of vital signs today include blood pressure of 123/81, heart rate 93 per minute, weight 212 pounds, height 5'3", BMI 37.6. Please copy normal physical examination template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Please copy diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic note of November 6, 2012, page 3 and page 4 that include ABI done on November 6, 2012, coronary angiogram done on August 24, 2012, renal ultrasound done on August 26, 2012, chest x-ray done on August 25, 2012, lab chemistries done on August 27, 2012, EKG done on September 18, 2012. Period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient is a known patient of coronary artery disease status, left heart catheterization with 3.0 into 22 millimeter resolute. Drug eluting stent in LED performed in August 2012. On today's visit, she complains of chest pain that is moderate in severity and is associated with shortness of breath, dizziness, and orthopnea, period. On today's visit, the patient has been scheduled for a nuclear percentine stress test to screen for active coronary artery disease, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and a follow-up appointment in 3 weeks or sooner if necessary, period. Next point, peripheral arterial disease, period. Under this, the patient complains of bilateral claudication in her lower limbs after walking more than a half block. Is relieved by rest, period. On today's visit, we schedule the patient for our bilateral arterial ultrasound of the lower extremities, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 3 weeks or sooner if necessary, period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, her blood pressure was 123/81, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with their medication plan and follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 3 weeks, period. Next point, next point, hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known case of hyperlipidemia, and we have advised the patient to continue to follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter. Next point, COPD. Patient is a known case of COPD and complaints of shortness of breath on today's visit after walking half block, period. On today's visit, she has been scheduled for a 2D echocardiogram to rule out any cardiac causes, as well as a DLCO to check for pulmonary vascular diseases, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to her medications and follow up with their primary care physician and pulmonologist regarding this matter, period. Next point, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known diabetic, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with their medication and follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter, period. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics. Test performed on December 27, 2011 shows poor metabolizer of CYP3A5. For aiding in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathways, period. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Murphy, period. We have provided her with our phone number to call with any questions or concerns, period. We will see her back in our clinic in 3 weeks, period. In the meanwhile, she is advised to follow up with her primary care physician for continuity of care, period. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FHA, DFTAB, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is the end of the dictation, period.